Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, you are listening to the Calder Radio Action Network, but you don't have Chris Connell. You have, who do you have? You have Chris Connell. You don't have Steve Noble. I am Steve's equally obnoxious friend, and we're broadcasting live the Steve Noble Show on the Call to Action Radio Network, and it is, in my opinion, the best Christian radio talk show out there. And I can say that for Steve's sake because he can't say that, but I think it's awesome. I'm a huge fan of Steve's. I've been a friend of his since 2006, 2007. We looked on the Greg Laurie Harvest Crusade, and it is awesome to be back on the show. And I'm so excited about our guests today. They're two folks I've gotten to know a little bit over the last couple of years. They go to our church. And actually, Amy, so let me introduce you, and then I'll say we have on our guests, Ron and Amy Shirley of Lizard Lick fame. Am I saying that right?
I don't know about that.
No fame. We'll never be famous. We're just
all
infamous.
Right. But you were on TV on I'll say the network, or will you get sued because you're
anymore? Oh, no, we're True TV, and we're in 16 countries now.
16 yep. Countries, True TV, Lizard Lick, and it was this crazy show about you all having a towing business, which you actually have a towing business. In fact, I was driving on the highway like 2-3 days ago and beeped at you, and I said, I think that's Ronnie. And my daughter said, no. And I said, honey, you can see the haircut through the window. It's definitely Ron. But I love talking with you guys because you're fun to listen to. But here on Steve Noble Show on the Calder Action Radio Network, we're going to talk with Ron and Amy Shirley talking lick life. That's a thing you say. You talk about lick life. You're going to talk about what that is because it almost sounds inappropriate. It almost sounds inappropriate. But anyway, I'm thrilled to have you in here. If you have a question for these two later on in one of the later segments, we'll take some calls, 866-488-6884. I think I said the number wrong. So anyway, I'll say the number right a little later anyway. But it's great to have you all on the show, Ron and Amy Shirley. And Amy, I don't know if you remember this or not. You probably don't, but you had been going to the church a little while, but you didn't know who I was. And I walked up to you in Target with your daughter. And I said, hey, Amy.
Oh, yeah.
And you looked terrified because you had no idea who I was. You're like, this is one of my fans, and they've been stalking me. And so I immediately said hi and left because I freaked you out. But you probably don't remember that.
I do remember that. I do.
Did I interpret?
I remember you because you looked at Maggie and you were like, what a beautiful bow you have. I was like,
yep. You were like, don't talk to my daughter. That was a creepy. You know, basically, folks, it's just general in this day and age to not approach a stranger and comment on how pretty their child is, right? Which is probably pretty much what I did. So anyway, thanks for not shooting me because you probably carry conceal. You look like a carry conceal person.
Yeah, I do, but I try to leave it at home. I try to leave that at home so the anger don't get the best of me.
All right,
times.
Okay. So let me just start with this. Here, again, we have Ron and Amy Shirley. We're on Steve Noble's show on the Call to Action Radio Network talking about Lick Life, about the life that God has given them. And first off and foremost, let me just start with this. How in the world did you all end up on TV in the first place? How did that happen? Because I heard, Amy, that somebody offered you a spot on this show called Wife Swap.
Yes, they did.
Okay. Which, it wasn't like the full, awful, immoral Wife Swap thing, but it was some show where maybe it was that immoral. I have no idea. I don't want to know. Okay, never mind. And is that how the whole thing started? And then, so tell the listeners how you guys ended up on TV.
Well, they did come to me and they offered us a job on Wife Swap, and I was like, absolutely not. I was like, there's no way that somebody is going to come in and influence my kids. Because at the time, my son was 1.5, 2 years old, and I was like, no, the first 5 years of their life were probably one of the most important 5 years of their life. And I was like, uh-uh, I'm not having a lady in my house. And Ronnie's like, oh, yeah, well, come on, come on.
I was all like, hey, have you seen how much money they're offering? We should really, it's 10 days.
I was like, I do not care.
How did they, and I did get the number, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. If you have a question for Ron and Amy later in the show, we'll consider taking those if we've got time. But how did they even know about you guys to ask about the show?
Well, you got to remember, Amy's a world champion powerlifter. She's a mixed martial arts fighter, and she's a licensed mortician.
Yeah.
And add that to Lizard Lick, and you got it.
Yeah. I always felt there is there's another lady in our church, leave her unnamed, that is an expert in Krav Maga. And I've always said to her, we're on good terms, right? You're not upset at me. And I feel the same way about you, Amy. I'm always like, you know, this is not somebody. Like, I know Ron's dangerous, too, but I'm like, you know, let me just make sure we're on good terms. So anyway, I'm glad. So they knew you through your powerlifting?
Yes.
And they knew you through your mixed martial arts and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think Ron told me a while back, you stopped that maybe because of an injury? Is that, or you did you just, was there other reasons you stopped doing that?
Yeah, I did stop due to it. I do have an injury. I have a crack in my back, so.
Yeah, that's an injury.
That. Yeah, so all I don't do that anymore.
Okay, so they came to you and they said, hey, would you be on the show? Ron was open to it. You weren't. I think you were the wise one there, Amy. And then what happened next?
You know, honestly, I was on it like a hobo on a ham sandwich, but Amy has a very discerning spirit. So she's like, no. So then they're like, well, with your wife's accolades and Lizard Lick can, you know, because Nintendo came down and opened Yoshi Stories there and released some stuff. So they're like, can we send a cameraman down and just do some filming? And we're like, yeah, send him down. So I reckon what, after about 6 hours, one shotgun and him on a plane back to Bronx, New York, we had a TV show.
Yep, that was about it. Summed it up.
Wow. Yeah, because I think Ron told me the story that this producer came out and didn't really believe you. And you showed up some guy's house, and he wasn't happy about you trying to repo his car, right? Is that the deal?
Well, we showed up at a garage where a guy had done some work on a car, was up for repo. And basically, repossession in North Carolina is a civil matter. So if you can get to the car and get out of there before the law comes, it's civil. And so, you know, but down here, we still live in the country where sushi's still called bait. And I told the guy, he's like, I'm from the Bronx. I grew up in the streets. I said, Bo, these are dirt roads. Everybody here has a gun. Everybody's tough. If somebody tells you they're going to shoot you, don't stand around. If somebody threatens to hit you, just get back in the truck. And, oh, man, this guy thought he was tougher than Tarzan feet. So the guy at the garage said, you go ahead and get the truck. I'm going to go in the house. If you hear when I get back, I'm going to powder you. Well, I knew what that meant. So I looked at the guy and said, Bo, you need to get in. He said, no, I got to get footage. I said, I'll see you down the road. I went on down the road and waited about, 800-900 yards. Here he come running down the road, one leg was soaking wet, camera in the yard, and we got a show.
All right, we're listening to the Steve Noble Show on the Call to Action Radio Network, Lick Life, talking with Ron and Amy Shirley about what God's done in their life. Stay tuned, we got more great stories. You listen to Steve Noble. Well, actually, Chris Connell filled in for him, but same idea. Thanks, we'll be right back. Are back, and you are listening to the Steve Noble Show on the Call to Action Radio Network, and this is guest host Chris Connell filling in for Steve, a pastor at a church in Raleigh, North Carolina, and one of the pastors. I always give a shout out to my lead guy, Pastor Chad Harvey at RFA Church.
Just wish he'd learned to hunt.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you for saying that. I'm so proud of you. I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, he's going to be wearing a belt buckle and a cowboy hat sometime in the pulpit. He's just, his true nature is coming out more and more. So anyway, well, here on Steve's show today, we're talking about Lick Life. Why am I saying that? Because we've got Ron and Amy Shirley, and they have a business. The town is actually called Lizard Lick, right? In
yes.
Lizard Lick, North Carolina, kind of outside of Raleigh. And you have a towing company called Lizard Lick. And then a few years ago, 2010, 2008, 2011.
Yeah, that was probably 2008.
That's when All Worked Up started, was 08.
All right. Yeah. And in 08, you guys ended up with a television connection. It came through Amy because she was a world champion power lifter. She was an MMA fighter. I think you were a licensed mortician as well.
Yes.
I like the fact you can kill people and bury them. It's a one-stop shop. You know, yeah, yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You really, You really could have been.
And then Ronnie can marry
yeah,
you.
Yeah. If being an assassin was a moral thing to do, you would have been the perfect one.
There
you
know? We go.
Gideon could have used you.
Yeah, he yeah. could have definitely. And so God has done some pretty things in your life. But you were approached. You were on True TV for 7 years about the show. The show was a huge hit. It got international acclaim. You're on in several countries. But let me get more to the personal side of things. And how in the world did you two meet? Let me start with there.
We said hello.
That
and I said goodbye several times.
I honestly chased Amy like a three-eyed dog in a hubcap factory for about 6 months. She worked at this little restaurant that had coffee that was thicker than mud, and the food would run a bulldog off the back of a meat wagon at lunchtime. But every night when I was working, I would go in there and try to at least take a bite and buy a cup of coffee just so I could meet her. It took me 6 months, and I can't remember how many poems on the front of her car, but I finally got to go out on a date with me.
Yeah, you wrote. Did you write poems and put them on the front of her car?
People don't understand.
That sounds creepy, Ronnie.
I'm a romantic, man. I'm an old romantic. Right.
Did it come across as romantic or creepy?
It was romantic.
Okay,
was
nice. Romantic. Well done.
He usually put flowers or teddy bear, or when I was on a diet, he'd take all the chocolate out of the wrapper and leave the empty wrapper.
That was
wrapper.
All here in North Carolina.
Yes.
Okay.
She's from here in Wake Forest.
I am.
But you met her something. You met her at a weightlifting competition where she
No, she was at a restaurant. And that's why every night I would go in that restaurant just to see her. She worked three jobs to pay her way through college. She paid her own way through college. And so I was stopping there, and for 6 months I chased her around. I just hung in there like a hair in a biscuit. Finally got a date. First date we go on, I pick her up my rollback. I'm working. I hit a deer.
Nice.
Yeah.
And?
We're married.
Hey, I think that's the rest of the
story. How many years you guys been married now?
Too many. I mean,
all right.
Let's see. 13, 14, 13 now.
13. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I know you'd like to protect your family's privacy, but how many kids y'all have?
Five total.
Five?
Five.
I didn't know it was that many.
We have two from a mistake I made early in life, but have two wonderful kids from that Amy's raised as her own, and then we have two together, and then we had a child that had a very serious tragedy in her family a couple years ago, so we brought her in, and basically she's our daughter now.
Wow.
So we got five. God's put together a Brady Bunch for us.
We have a
you seem like animal people, too. You've got to have pets, right?
Yes.
Should we tell him about Bacon, the pet pig that lives inside? No, I probably shouldn't tell him about Bacon.
Do you really have?
He's house trained. He thinks he's a dog. Tell him, Amy. He thinks he's a dog. He goes to the door. He's house trained. He chases cars. He eats dog food.
Okay.
He's great.
All right. So you two have been married several years now. You got five kids. You got a pet pig. You've got a former television show. But you're also committed. In fact, I think one of the things they would call you in the show is like Reverend Ron or something like that.
One of the monikers they gave me was Revelation Ron.
Revelation yeah. Ron. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't get
no,
that
no, no,
right.
No, no, yeah. It's because Revelation is the book that I choose to, that for some reason, has been on my heart since the beginning. So that's I study Revelation in different languages and different writings and different pastors. And it's just, so somehow I caught that moniker and it's just
nice.
Kind of stuck. Yeah.
Nice. Well, if you're tuning in now to the Steve Noble Show on the Call to Action Radio Network, talking about Lick Life. What does that mean? We're talking to Ron and Amy Shirley of Lizard Lick Towing fame. Was the show called Lizard Lick Towing? Just was it just Lizard
Lick? Lizard Lick Towing.
We're talking about what God's done in their life. So you two have been married for a while. You got five kids. You got a pet pig and all these different things. You still have the towing business.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
are there
sir.
Other businesses that you have as well? You know, you're not doing mortician work on the side.
No, I actually am not. I gave that up.
Okay.
She was for the longest time.
I still have a dream of owning my own funeral home. It might work.
All right.
Nah.
Well, how many? Is that
I could do
really,
a whole one shop, everything.
Is that what
right
really
there.
Attracted you to Amy was her desire to be a mortician?
You know, had I known that when we were dating, it would have probably went over like a pregnant pole vaulter. So,
all right. And Ron, you have this crazy haircut. And you told me once that, and I want to know if this is true, that you did the haircut for her because your maiden name started with a V. Is
uh-huh.
that right?
The top is for my grandpa who was in World War II. Long story, but it's how he wore his hair. And he was a tank commander that saved a couple
That's
guys.
That's right. I remember you telling me that.
And he got hit by the tank and he would glitter. So I grew up thinking he was a superhero. But then the back was when Amy powerlifted, her maiden name was Vaughn. So I cut a V because I couldn't watch her lift. I mean, when Amy's squatting 550 pounds and weighs 144, I mean, it was scary.
Right.
So I would turn my back on her, but she could see the V.
Yeah.
And it just kind of stuck. Plus, when we got together, I had a mullet. And the one condition for her going out with me was you got to cut the mullet.
Yes.
That was the only condition, Amy? That was
well,
it?
There was a lot, but that was a major one.
Now, were you a committed follower of Christ at that point when you two met?
No, actually, I was not. I grew up, had great parents, no sob story. I truly believe everything that happens, happens for a reason. But I grew up with a mother who believed in God and prayed all the time, a father who was not saved and chose to go to a life of drugs and violence, steroids, and just that's the life I live. So when I met Amy, I was as far from saved as they come. And honestly, the reason that I got saved was, I guess we've been together about 4 years. And I mean, I love her now, but, you know, we had a fight one night, and she walked downstairs, and we were in the house, and she handed me a Bible. And I said, what you want me to do with that? She said, you'll never see me again in this life. But if you want to see me again in the next life, this is the map to find me.
Is that true, Amy?
And she walked out.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And that's the night me and God had a serious conversation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't to get Amy back. It was, I think that's what it took. And so when she left, I realized then that I was at bottom. And I was like, it's time to change.
I wish I am doing this on Facebook Live. And you can also listen to the truthnetwork.com if you want to go online, listen to it there. But I wish you could be in the studio because both these people have red coming out in their eyes and tears coming out. And Ron's got his sunglasses on now. But so you know, that's a real serious moment, right? When the woman that you love walks in and says, you know, we're done.
Yep.
And so you did, in fact, take her advice. And
well, honestly, you know, I didn't know what to do. And to be honest with you, Pastor Chris, I hit the ground, and you know, people all have stories, but I hit the ground. I got to reading, and I grew up around God and the Bible and whatnot. I went to, graduated from RCC, went to Evangel College for a little while, so I knew the basics. But
I was born my parents going to Evangel.
And so me and God just met that night, and when we met, it was like me meeting you, and it was the greatest night I ever had. And a couple months later, showed back up on a rollback, and here she come.
Wow. All right, you're listening to the Steve Noble Show on the Call to Action Radio Network. Lick Life with Ron and Amy Shirley. Stay tuned. We've got more incredible stories, and we're taking your phone calls in the last segment.
People go by and they're like, let me change the whole thing. What cool part did you do?
You know, Steve Noble might be a Christian, but this doesn't sound like Christian music to me. What in the world is Steve playing on Christian radio? Hey, this is Chris Connell filling in for Steve Noble today on the Steve Noble Show on the Call to Radio, Call to Action, pardon me, Radio Network. And I'm a huge fan of Steve, and I encourage you to support him. I encourage you to be a part of his ministry. Him and I have been friends for a long time, and I'm just really, really excited to be able to be there. We're having some technical difficulties here in the background, but today we're talking about Lick Life with Ron and Amy Shirley, and they had a TV show, or have a TV show, I know it's not in current production, called Lizard Lick Towing from a little town outside of the Raleigh area, really. Called Lizard Lick, North Carolina.
It's actually an incorporated municipality with a mayor since 1974, Charles Wood.
Oh, Blink. Man. Is it the same mayor since 1974?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to run against him, or is he pretty much...
He's grandfathered in.
yeah, definitely grandfathered in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, in all seriousness, the last couple segments of the show, we have talked about how you two met. We talked about the show. You said you're pretty vulnerable. You say, "Hey, we are married." And Ron, you said I wasn't living for the Lord. Amy, did you have a faith background, a church background, a Christian background?
I did. I actually was at church every Sunday. I used to go to Wake Union Baptist Church.
Did you say Wake Union?
Wake Union Baptist Church.
Wake Union.
Live in Wake Forest, you know where it's at. It's probably one of the oldest ones around. My mom is still the nursery teacher there.
All right, so Ron, she said, here's a Bible, and you're not going to see me in this life, but if you read this Bible, you may see me in the next.
Yep.
And can you just kind of give a synopsis of what happened in the next season? Because you're obviously back together.
Yeah, we, you know, it took some time, and you know, I knew when Amy says she's done, she's done. But if Amy tell you a rooster can pull a freight train, you better hook them up, because that mug's getting ready to pull. Okay. And so I knew, and I had no plans on getting her back, but it just, you know, that was such an enlightening part of my life, and she had become such a intricate part of my life. And then, you know, she was always happy. She's always smiling. And I always want to know why, because I was always fighting and miserable.
Right.
And so, you know, once I got to knowing God and got to looking into it a little more with the background I had and some of the mentors I had, it just, everything just fell into place. And when she came back in, life just really started changing for us. And we're far from perfect. We fall all the time, stumble daily. But, you know, it's not about, I don't think you'll ever hear either one of us say we're good people. And the reason we usually try not to say that is because we try to be good people, but we want to be better tomorrow than we were today. And if you say you're a good person, you've lost your humility. And so Amy taught me to be humble. And once she taught me to be humble, once you're humble and you come to God humbly, then, in my opinion, then that's when he can work you, because now there's nothing between you and him. You're humble. You're his servant now. And so it's been a growing season. It's been a rough one, but I'm gonna tell you, I've enjoyed it.
Well, marriage is, I think, outside of being a follower of Jesus, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done outside of Jesus. But I'll tell you that, you know, my wife and I have had our moments, and it's me. I'd like to say that, yeah, it's both of us, but really, if you've ever met my wife, she is a saint. I mean, she's really an amazing woman, especially to be married to me. But I've had those come to Jesus moments in my own marriage, and I'm not proud of those things. But I feel like, you know, one of the things that happens in marriage is that you're a mirror. You don't get to run away from your issues in marriage. Mm-hmm. You don't get to hide them anymore. And so, Amy, you took him back.
I did. I took him back.
And are you glad you took him back?
I don't know. That could be questionable at times. Nah. Honestly, I'm one of these people who think that you can change. I believe anybody can change if they choose to at any point in time. And I always think it's never too late.
All right. That's a good word. It's a good word. Now, Ron, you're a licensed minister.
Well, I mean, I'm an evangelist.
Okay.
I'm not a pastor. I am ordained, but I'm no pastor. Pastors are a different breed. They have so many hats and so many responsibilities. I was just called to witness when I could, where I could, and it's just what got put on my heart.
All right. Let's talk for a moment about kind of the Hollywood life, because I think I saw a photo the other day. I just Googled your name just to see what came up. And there was a lot of bad stuff. No, it is. That's not true, actually.
I'm
sure.
But I think I saw a photo of you guys on Conan O'Brien's show. And you've met a lot of folks. Was the success of the show a surprise to you?
It was a surprise to us. I mean, we didn't think that we would blow up like that, to be honest, because we're just regular people.
Yeah.
And even though they were filming, we were still just being us and doing our job every day.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a whirlwind. You weren't prepared for it. You know, one day we're country folk, and one day you're sitting at dinner
and people
talking
are
to people,
taking pictures.
The next day you're at dinner and there's a line out the door and everybody's taking pictures. You're like, oh, we're nobody important, you know, and it's just, it hit us sideways. Yeah. So it was an adjustment.
And unless you've ever been probably put in that situation where something just all of a sudden happens to you, you don't know what to expect.
No.
All right. You're listening to the Steve Noble Show on the Call to Action Radio Network. We're talking about Lick Life with Ron and Amy Shirley of Lizard Lick, towing fame. They don't like that word fame there, but it's true. You say Lick Life. And there's actually some thought and philosophy behind that. Could you share that for a moment?
Yeah, you know, Lick Life kind of came about because Get Licked was the repo, Lizard Lick. When we would take a car, we'd always say Get Licked. But then when salvation became such a large part and God became such a large part, Lick Life kind of developed. And honestly, Lick Life to us has three divisions. It's the mental, physical, and spiritual sides of it. And I tell everybody that the way it came about is, when you think about it, Jesus licked life on the cross. He beat death. And I'm always about the third cross. I always talk about the right-hand man. But, you know, just to think that by hanging there that he licked life. So, you know, all we're doing is fighting daily battles. But the greatest part is, we already know the score at the end and the war's already won. So if he licked life, then all we got to do is make it to the end. That's it.
The meaning changed.
Very much so. Very much so. It's getting licked now to us is something I would say at an altar call afterwards.
Yeah.
Because, man, once... And I mean this sincerely. Once you get licked by Jesus, and I mean that sincerely, your life is never the same. You're never the same. Man, it's just, you know, even when you're doing wrong, even when you step away, which we all do, even when you are not living the life you're supposed to, once he has entered your life, once he's licked you, well, you're never the same.
Yeah.
It's like getting bit by a Komodo dragon. You'll always remember it.
You know, both of you have been through stuff. I don't know that, Ron, we should or you want to get into this, so I'm not trying to cue into that, but you've been through stuff, and so have you, Amy. You've been through stuff. You know, I've heard some of your testimony, and I think it's important for people who are listening to Steve's show today to know that, whether or not they're aware of who you are, that God can bring us through some of the hardest things in life and bring us out the other side. And it doesn't necessarily mean that life is suddenly easy. You know, I think about Lazarus, you know, was raised from the tomb, but he died twice. He didn't live, you know, eternally. He still went through life, right, even though God brought him out of death, you know. And I'm curious, when the two of you have people talk with you, do you find people asking you, hey, how do I get through this, or how do I get through that, or how did you guys deal with that? Do you find people seeking advice from you two?
I have a group of friends that seek advice from me daily, and they always get mad at me because I'm like, pray. There is so much power in prayer. There, I mean, I tell everybody,
but
pray.
Pray to who and how to pray? I'm curious. When you say pray, what do you mean?
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, no. Amy's the prayer warrior. I mean, I tell you up front, I'm the front. I'm the stand up front, take the blow, swing the sword, and Amy is the prayer warrior, and I think she gets a whole lot more done than I do. I'll be the first to say that. So, you know, Amy's prayer is a little different. She prays sincerely. You know, it's not premeditated prayers. It's prayers from the heart. It's prayers that of what not what you want in life. And I think that's the biggest thing. Every time you hear people pray, they either if they pray out loud, they're trying to impress people sometimes, or if they pray, they're always asking for something they need, or there's this want, or there's this problem, or, you know, man, God, that's all he hears. And so when you pray, just pray to God like you're talking, like we're talking. You know, God wants you to be humble, and God wants you to serve him, and God, you know, he is the king. You get respect, but
what about,
be humble.
What about someone listening that says, yeah, but you don't know what I've been through, what I've done. You know, is God going to listen to me? Is God going to hear me because you don't know the decisions I've made or the things that have been done to me? What about that?
You know,
it doesn't matter because you're praying for God to intercede.
Yeah.
So to me, when I pray, it's a wholehearted prayer, and usually I'm seeking wisdom from him because I don't want an Amy idea. I'd rather have a God idea.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I've done probably more drugs than most people have seen in movies. I'm not proud of it, but it happened. I've done steroids. I've been to jail. You know, I was a very violent person. I can't tell you the fights I've been in. I've hurt people. I've killed animals, been abusive to my wife. Yeah, I've done it all. I was raped for 6 months when I was 15. By a doctor at a ward where the hospital I was supposed to help. And so, you know, I don't have a sob story, and none of that's an excuse for what I did. I did it because I chose to do it. I did it because I wanted to do it. I did it because that's who I was, and no man was ever going to put his hands on me again, ever. So I got big, and I got tough, and I got bad. But, you know, if I can come through that, and God can still somehow use me, and then you look at the people in the Bible, everybody God shows you in the Bible. Look at Paul. He was beheading women and children. You know, and he becomes one of the greatest apostles of all time, wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. I mean, you look at everybody Jesus used in the Bible, he didn't use the perfect people. He used the imperfect people. The only way you can make something perfect is to take all the imperfect pieces and put them together.
Very well said. Mm-hmm. Listen to the Steve Noble Show on the Call to Action, Radio Network, Lick Life, with Ron and Amy Shirley, 866-348-7884. Call now. If you want to ask him a question, 866-348-7884. Call now. You are listening to The Steve Noble Show on the Call to Action Radio Network. This is Chris Connell filling in today for Steve, and we're talking about Lick Life with Ron and Amy Shirley of Lick Life fame. And we've got a caller. I'm going to bring him on the air real quick. He's got a real simple question, and I think he's asking about, are you coming to Georgia for any shows? Jeff from Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on? I was kind of shocked that I would get to actually get through today and speak with you guys.
Two words for you, Jeff.
Yes,
Roll Tide.
Oh.
I'm just playing, man.
Hold on. Where was North Carolina at during that national championship?
Are we talking wrestling? Because we had several this year, finished fourth in the nation. Oh, let's talk Austin. We'll be down in Georgia soon, bud. We'll be back in Georgia soon.
There was a question we were trying to get answered here.
We are coming to Georgia, bud. We got some wrestling events coming up in a couple states, and some stuff in Tennessee. If you go to lizardlicktowing.com, that's the easiest way to see where we're going. Love Georgia, man. We do. Great, great country folks, man. Hope to see y'all down there.
All right.
I appreciate it. And thanks, y'all, for taking my call. And it's awesome getting to talk to you guys. Love coming up to the shop and meeting you guys.
Come on.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for calling.
Bye.
So are you a Roll Tide fan? Is that true?
No. It's just everywhere we go, Alabama and Auburn are the two biggest. I'm an NC State fan. I only root for a winning team. I'm a huge wrestling supporter. Big shout out to the NC State wrestling team. Pat Papaluzio took them fourth in the nation, but that doesn't matter. They were fourth in the nation, and Carolina doesn't have anything. Anyway, anywhere we go, I'm always, if I see you with an Alabama hat, I'll be like, hey, did you park in handicap parking? If you put it in a dash, I won't tell you, or. So it just always just to stir them up.
All right. 866-348-7884. If you have a question, 866-348-7884 for Ron and Amy Shirley. Lick Life, Lizard Lick Fame. And we'd love to have you take their questions. All right. Let me ask this. Fame and fortune, right? All it's cracked up to be, good, bad, ugly. What's fame and fortune like,
I don't know.
I can tell you this. It's easy to lose yourself. And
What do you mean by that?
Everybody says, well, I'll never change. Well, what happens is, in my opinion, a lot of people don't change, but people's perception of you changes. And so everybody starts expecting this and expecting that, and they think you got this and they think you got that. And so the first time you say no, or the first time you do something for John you didn't do for Jim, all of a sudden, you're this bad person. Or it's great that you have exposure, but it's horrible that the baggage that comes with exposure destroys families, destroys friendships, destroys lives. And so, I give a lot of respect to people who are in the film industry, the music industry and stuff, because the pressures on their life and marriage, I think it's 78% of most married people in the film industry and music industry are divorced after 2 years.
Yeah.
So we're blessed, and God's the glue that keeps it together, God and Amy's attitude.
Amy's attitude. All right, 866-348-7884 if you want to call and ask a question for Ron and Amy. Shirley, Lick Life here on the Steve Noble Show called the Action Radio Network. And so any thoughts on that, the fame and fortune thing, Amy?
I don't know. I don't ever look at us as being famous. So it's hard. I mean, I still look at me as being me. I can see how it affects people around us, though, like my kids. They were always – They didn't like it that much. They didn't like people coming up to them and stuff like that. But, to me, it was just, I always tell people, it's just a little redneck show. And we just got lucky and got on the air. And the only reason we did it is for a platform to go around and talk about God. And we actually got to go into some public schools and talk about God. So we were, through our show, we actually got to do a lot of outreaching that people don't even know about. But that's the kind of stuff that they don't put on television.
Were you surprised to find people in the industry that were Christians, that were followers of Christ?
Very few.
Very, yeah.
Okay. Very few.
So you weren't surprised in that sense?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it would be. Toward the end, the bad part was when we started the show, I wear these jerseys that look like football and baseball jerseys. And they have Christian books of the Bible. And Amy, every show, if you ever look in the whiteboards, there'll be a different Bible verse. And the last season, they started blurring all that out. We could no longer have that in there. It now become too prominent. And it was bad. It's an attack most days.
Yeah, I mean, I guess on the set, well, when we were filming, they called me Queen Bee because I don't change. I can't fake who I am. I am who I am. And that's what I say, when it comes to filming, for me, it was who I was. That's just who I am. I mean, there may have been some stuff around me that was over-exaggerated, but not me.
All right. You have a fan base. People watch. You've got a busy life. You've got 5 kids. You got a pet pig. You got a towing business. You got other things going on as well. Other shows, are you guys out of the business now?
We never planned on having that show, Chris. So it's hard to say where God's taken us. We've had some really good offers. We actually did a show overseas last year in England. They ended up naming
it. You guys are kind of big in the UK.
Yeah. We're like, bigger in the UK than we are in the USA.
Yeah, like what Duck Dynasty was here.
That's what we were there.
And they, so we did a 10-episode show there, and we've had some other offers. But to be honest with you, unless we can be ourselves and we feel like God wants to take us there, we're not going to do it. And so we've turned a lot of stuff down because, again, Amy has a great discerning spirit. And when Amy says, nope, I'd rather nail a raw egg to a tree than try to oppose her. On top of everything else you know about her, she's redheaded, half Cherokee Indian and Irish. So you add all that with other stuff, and I, she says no, it's no.
All right, you have this whole slogan, Lick Life, and it kind of started off out of the towing business of you've been licked. We kind of got the vehicle. But it became something about licking life and overcoming kind of obstacles in life. You got people listening, and people that are listening now will be listening to the show later on, and that, man, they're going through stuff. They're going through real stuff, and they may or may not be a follower of Jesus. What would you say to somebody that says, "Man, I'm life's got the best of me, and how do I get through this?"
I say the first thing is you need to stand on the word. You need to crack open a Bible and you need to read. And then once something pops out at you, you need to start praying.
Yeah, whether you're a Christian or not, just check it out.
Yep. Just start reading. Just start reading the word. And God will. He will bring it to you.
He comes to you. You don't have to go to him. You know, me personally, I tell everybody this. When they approach me with that, I say, look, you know, how bad is it? I mean, honestly, a couple years ago, I had to work a funeral where a man buried his 4-year-old kid that died on Christmas Day.
Doesn't get any harder than that.
Well, and so when people come to me, you know, and they're like, man, I can't pay the light bill, man. I can't, you know, I don't have da-da-da-da or so. I'm like, Bo, I stood beside a man who buried his child 2 days after Christmas. Tell me again how bad your day was. Stop looking at how big your problems are and look at how big, or I look at how big my God is versus my problems, you know. So stop looking at what you don't have and what your problems are. Start looking at what you do have and start looking at what your problems aren't. You know, you feel sorry for the man with no feet till you meet the man with no legs. And then you start realizing that, you know, it can always be worse. The book of Job is, if you think you have it bad, read the book of Job. And on top of that, there are dragons in that book. If you don't believe in dragons, read the book of Job. Mm. I mean, and you know, that's an opinion. That's not backed by the Steve Noble Show or Pastor Chris. But, you know, everything that you see in life, dinosaurs and dragons and everything that we come up with is somewhere in that Bible, man. If you really get to reading it, just read it as a book. Don't even read it as a Bible. You know, just take the time. If you're not a Christian, just read it. Don't listen to what people say about it. That mug is cooler than any Harry Potter show ever thought of being.
It's got a lot of superheroes in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, so.
And it's just like the circle of life. I mean, if you read the Bible, it's already been done. Something has already been done. So if you read it, then you'll get your answer.
Y'all should go up with Steve sometime to the Museum of the Bible. It'll blow your mind.
I would love it.
It's the best museum I've been to in my life, and not just the Bible. Yep. It's so well done.
The other thing I tell people, too, is when's the last time that you went to the burn ward at UNC Chapel Hill? When's the last time you went to the cancer ward at Duke? When's the last time you walked in and saw these children who many, many of these children will not leave the hospital? Yeah. But you won't meet one child in that hospital that is not happy, is not encouraging. The parents are bawling and the kid is laughing. Do you know why? Because that kid knows it don't get too much worse. I'm at the edge. Everything I got today, this breath I'm breathing, this light I'm seeing, my mom and dad sitting here, man, they're blessings. And honestly, when we go places like that, that is the most moving places to me, because if you ever want to see faith and you ever want to see hope in person, live, as it becomes, just evolves in your face, go spend some time there. Or go to an orphanage where most people think an orphanage, people don't have parents. Every kid in the orphanage has parents. You go check one out. Usually you'll go in there and they'll tell you stories, Chris, about, oh, my dad will be here on my birthday, and they'll have pictures up. And usually their parents that are in jail or parents that are on drugs. And those kids, they never give up. Man, if you think your life is bad, just take a day out of your life and go somewhere else. Wow. And you will learn bad. And I'm not saying that your life ain't bad. I'm saying that just it'll make you appreciate. We started traveling overseas, third world countries and stuff. A Coca-Cola is a blessing.
Yeah.
A Hershey bar, ice. Man, we are so blessed. And no matter how bad it gets, until you can stand beside me and tell me that you just buried your little child or something of that nature, Bo, you ain't on the downside yet. So, and when you do hit that point, I promise you, there's something worse. And I can't think of much in life that would be worse, but there's something worse, and there's always a way out. I've never seen a hole in my life that didn't have an open top. Or somebody covered or whatever, but there's a way out. There's always a way out. All you got to do is find a way out. If somebody locks you in prison, you're going to look for a way out. Somebody locks you in a problem, find a way out.
Well, it's great advice from Ron and Amy Shirley, Lick Life, Lizard Lick Towing. If you'd like more information, what's y'all's website again?
LizardLickTowing.com.
It's great advice, and listen, these are real people. They have real issues. God's brought them through. If life has brought you down, I promise you this. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And I've lived and followed him almost my entire life. And he stood true to that word. I want to encourage you to give Jesus a chance to bring you through whatever life is put upon you. This is Chris Connell for Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, on the Called to Action Radio Network. Stay tuned tomorrow. Steve will be back. We thank you for listening. And Ron and Amy, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.